articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. Are you really obedient to God? Our Courageous Men's Group is on a rather lengthy summer hiatus, and I wondered and prayed about how many men would be obedient to our main focus this semester on accountability and growing relationships with other like-minded men. If you recall your Sunday school days, you might recall the epic story of Joshua and Jericho. Around 1400 BC, Jericho was the first city attacked by the Israelites after they crossed the Jordan River and entered Canaan. The wall of Jericho was destroyed when the Israelites walked around it for 7 days carrying the Ark of the Covenant, Joshua 6:1. The seventh time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the people to say, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies that were sent." According to an archaeological study by Bryant Wood of the University of Toronto, the walls did indeed topple, as the Bible records. Jericho is known as the world's oldest city. It is located today in the Jordan River Valley in modern Palestine. The teaching idea is, as we act in faith to obey the Lord with exactness, He will be with us and help us do things we could not do by ourselves. The truth of the matter is, Israel could not be defeated by the Canaanites, but they could defeat themselves by alienating themselves from God's plan and God's power. Part of that today is when we try and go it alone, do it alone, in our own power, like we have spent most of our life attempting, and we fail, and we fall, and we hurt many people along the way by our own obstinance and strong-willed attitudes of pride. We defeat ourselves. But here the scripture is violently clear. God is stronger than any walls or any people or any nation. I believe there is a lesson of courage here for us today. If God tells you to do something, no matter who might mock you or tease you or try and pull you down, do it anyway. God will never lie to you, and He will never forsake you for doing His will and following His directives. Oftentimes, it isn't an issue of what He tells you to do as much as this feeling that we have that this is right, or I need to be more about this in my life. It is those so often ignored moments of do it, be about that, or I need that. Accountability is like that. Who will pick you up when you fall? And I say when. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if one falls down, his companion can lift him up. But pity the one who falls without another to help him up. Do you really hear the words of the psalmist? These are God's words. Psalm 145. The Lord is faithful in all His words and kind in all His actions. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. If you're listening, you'll see God's word never contradict His character or His promises, and in them there is life for those who will dig them out. I believe obedience is rooted in listening and believing God. We have learned much about accountability this last season, and many men have grown in their relationships with other men, seeking the same type of godly friendships so that they might walk closer to God, taller in God, and more obedient in our ways. That can only begin with being obedient. What a silly or strange command that God gave Joshua. Walk around this walled city 6 times and say nothing for 6 days. What? You must be kidding me. Would you have ever considered that was really the Almighty God giving you clear instruction, detailed instruction? Not a chance. Joshua, you missed this one, brother. That must surely not be God's direction, but it was. But Joshua was secure in his mind and heart that he heard God. This last semester, we pressed in hard on accountability, and no less than 80 men have said what a difference that made in their outlook on life. Some even said, it saved my life. I wish someone had gotten through to me as a younger man. God's word is crystal clear in its direction on how we live. The words we use, the purpose we live for, including the courage to and the power by His Holy Spirit to hold the course and hold our faith that God truly does go before us when we study, listen, and obey His word. Lord, help each of us stand firm on Your word today. Help us spend time with this circle of people You have given me, however small, so that I might grow more in my faith, so that I might be encouraged and be an encourager to others. Lord, I don't want to go back to the old days and my old ways. Help me, Lord, learn more about You and give me strength to stand so I might not fall. Lord, continue to soften my heart to You so that I might be more willing to walk around something 7 times and know that it's You. Lord, I want a heart to live obediently to You and for You. I pray You have a Jesus-filled week.